The Church of God the Eternal presents a message by Mr. John Brisby for the night to be much observed, April 18th, 2011.
Well, good evening to you, dear friends, on this opening night now of the seven-day Feast of Unleavened Bread. The sun has just set, and we have transitioned now to a new day, according to God's inspiration that begins at sunset. This particular sunset then ushers in the beginning of the 15th day of the first month in God's calendar. And it is then the beginning of a seven-day feast, and this particularly then a high holy day, an annual Sabbath, the first day of unleavened bread. More auspiciously now is the command, which we are keeping even right now, to make this a night to be much observed. And by the tradition that Mr. Raymond Cole gave to us so many years ago, you know, it's not that there's a requirement for an official service on this night. That was not traditionally what we were taught by Mr. Armstrong, but Mr. Raymond Cole liked to go through some scriptures, very brief, if you want to say a short sermonette, before we get into the actual celebration and the fellowship and the food of this evening, just to remind us all exactly what we're doing and why. And so if you remember now from the Passover service last night, I read to you in 1 John chapter 1, if you want to turn back there very quickly, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, because I mentioned to you that Jesus Christ is the light. He is a contrast from the darkness of this world and the principles of this world reflected by Satan and human beings who want to make up their own truth. Being part of the true church of God, you have had the gift, the miraculous opportunity to come out of darkness and to come in to the very light of his way. Notice 1 John 1 verse 5. This then is that message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. He revealed himself in a very specific way, and he said, I'm here to tell you what is right versus wrong. I represent the right way, the light. And he was manifested by authority in a work of God. If we accept that, if we don't contend or try to remanufacture him in our own image, according to our concepts, which we like, the idols of our own minds, if we accept the true Jesus Christ as he was revealed, then we have an opportunity to honor him and to walk in his light. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, his way, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. What a blessing. Even last night in the Passover service, as we commemorated the very death of Jesus Christ, his shed blood, and what it means then to have a chance to be forgiven for our sins. Ancient Israel was given a chance to walk in the light of that same Jesus Christ by a great miracle. Now, they weren't offered to be part of the New Testament church and to receive the Holy Spirit, but what they did prefigured then the very begettal of that church of which you and I are a part of. So let's turn back to Exodus 12, verse 29, which is, we'll read briefly through this synopsis now of the Exodus story, the miracle that God created now to allow that physical nation to come out of slavery in Egypt and to be free under God, to be led by God. So notice it in Exodus 12, 29, and it came to pass that at midnight the Eternal smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go serve the Eternal as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men. When God determines to do a miraculous work, there is no power on earth that can resist his will. And even Pharaoh and the power which Pharaoh wielded in Egypt as the greatest power on the face of the earth at that time was no match for God. He humbled Pharaoh and the Egyptians and made them stand in fear and awe of his power. When God determines to do it, it will happen. And here was an example of that miraculous intervention. And by the hand of God, then Israel had the opportunity to be released from slavery. Verse 34, and the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders, and the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and the Eternal gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. So they didn't just go out, they went out rich. God made sure they had the provisions that they needed, not just to be some ragtag vagabond nomads thrust out into the desert with no provision. He not only brought them out and made them free, but he made them a wealthy nation. What a miracle he performed. Verse 37, and the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men beside children. So if you add in the women and children, it's an estimation of well over 2 million people that were a part of this exodus. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds and very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. And it's the same way, brethren, that you and I, in our own way, have been thrust out of Babylon. By your calling, by the miracle of God touching you and opening your mind and creating circumstances in your life, you too have been thrust out of Egypt. If you have responded to that call, then you have been inconvenienced, you have been surprised, but nonetheless, you have been carried away on a current, which is the miracle of God to change your life. And so unleavened bread represents this hasty exodus. Not time to do it the way you normally would, which would be to add leavening and allow it time to rise. The unleavened bread represents a hasty removal from sin. Getting out urgently, because we recognize the evil and the opportunity of God's call, and he's saying, come follow me. Verse 40, now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years, and it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of the Eternal went out from the land of Egypt. Verse 42, it is a night to be much observed unto the Eternal for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Eternal to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. That's what this night pictures in the plan of God, our calling out of sin. And we have been a part of a spiritual exodus if we have embraced that calling. Exodus 13, verse 20, very quickly in closing, brethren. Exodus 13, verse 20, and they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness, and the Eternal went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. You see, he didn't call them out and then leave them just totally without direction. He didn't just, you know, take them from the frying pan into the fire. Oh yes, he put them in a dangerous situation physically, but he promised to be their defender, their protector, to feed them, to take care of every need. And he promised to guide them so that they would know where to go. He was the light. He was the example of the way, and they were commanded then to follow wherever he went. The true people of God can know if they're willing to embrace what Jesus Christ represents, the Word made flesh. He is the light, and this light was manifested to ancient Israel. It was manifested physically, literally, in a pillar, a cloud by day and a fire by night, so that they could see where they were supposed to go. It symbolized, brethren, the same way that Jesus Christ is manifested in your life and in mine. He is the direction. He has revealed himself and made known that way of light, which means you and I have no excuse for not knowing which way to walk. The Eternal went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. 24 hours. If you are Israel, you have the direction available to you, day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of the fire by night from before the people. What a blessing is our calling and an understanding of the truth, the way of God, right versus wrong. Jesus Christ is leading his called, his chosen people today, those who were willing to embrace the true Christ. The light is available, and what a blessing if you know it and if you appreciate it. And if you are, brethren, you are among those few today who can celebrate this very night as a commemoration of that exodus from the ways of Satan and of this world of Babylon and Egypt. We have much to celebrate. As the Israel of God of the Spirit, we have been given the light of Jesus Christ to guide us. We have been led by a great miracle out of Egyptian slavery, and our path to the promised land is well lit. You should have no doubt about what is required for salvation, what path you need to walk. If you obey the law, no matter what comes up, and if you will put God first without compromise, you are on the right path, and your way to the promised land is therefore assured. We have much, therefore, to relish and to celebrate this very night, the beginning of the seven-day feast of unleavened bread, on this night to be much observed.
The Church of God the Eternal has just presented a message by Mr. John Brisby, for the night to be much observed, April 18th, 2011.